This is Money Talking from WNYC. Good morning. I'm Charlie Herman. I'm joined today by our regular contributors, Joan Osera with the New York Times and Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine. New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie is proposing a $34.5 billion budget that includes more than $2 billion in pension payments. It's the largest payment yet to shore up a retirement plan for public workers that the governor calls a looming crisis. Now, New Jersey is not alone in this problem. Cities and states throughout the country are grappling with how to pay for pensions and retiree health care costs, from San Jose to Detroit, Illinois to Rhode Island. And Joe, how much of this mess that we're in right now is one of our own making, that we didn't make enough payments to the pension programs, that we invested in risky portfolios?
Well, it's certainly of our own making. The fundamental issue is that, you know, in the flush times, cities promised firemen, policemen, municipal workers, state workers of all kinds, glorious pensions that they didn't have to pay for right away. And then gradually, as more people have retired and as more payouts have had to be made, there's been a giant pension shortfall all around the country. Now we're at a point where we are paying the price, and where some places are taking the bull by the horns and trying to solve the problem, and other places are just trying to kick the can.
So it's not an ideological thing either. I mean, there is a significant problem. Whether you're to the left or the right, we have to address this.
I think that's exactly right. And there are certainly people that are trying to politicize it. You know, there are a number of conservatives who are basically saying pensions need to be, you know, stopped, destroyed, changed. And they probably do need to be changed in certain significant ways. For instance, one of the things that almost surely has to be done is that it's going to have to change to a 401k system, as many people in private industry have, as a way to save money. They're going to have to do other things like that in order to, you know, basically avert insolvency.
So, Rana, Joe talks about one way to address the problem. There have been moves to cut benefits, to raise the retirement age, to provide fewer benefits for the hirees. We've seen that happen in New Jersey. Will those changes be enough, or do we need bigger fixes to the pension crisis?
Well, this is such a universal problem, and it's so big it's hard to know where to start. I'm going to actually disagree slightly on the idea that we need to move to more of a 401k system. I actually think that there are major problems with the 401k system. If you look at the amount that the majority of Americans age 55 to 64 have in 401ks right now, it's about $120,000, not nearly enough to retire on. That's in part because you have this system that is it is not a defined benefit. It's defined contribution. There's all kinds of psychological reasons why people don't invest enough.
So worry would be if you took pensions, which have a guaranteed salary, and went to a 401k type program, people wouldn't invest enough.
Right. You may end up with people that have even less money to retire on. Now, going back to the core problem of these faulty pensions, Joe's exactly right. A lot of promises that were optimistic even in the boom days, right, can't be made now. So we're looking at markets that we're going to be lucky to get 4 or 5, you know, at the top 6% returns. A lot of these pensions are predicated on the idea that you're going to get 8% returns a year. That's problematic. But there are things that you can do to fix some of them. You could do a lot more index funds. You know, many of these state pensions are overinvested in extremely high fee, low return funds, you know, probably in part because the people that are running them get money from Wall Street and from other sources. I mean, I think that there's a whole side issue about corruption within some of the state programs, the way in which the programs are set up. I think the fact that many of these pensions have been in risky assets is actually a problem. Of course, they're trying to get a higher return. But when you're gambling with the money, the retirement money of people who in some cases don't even get Social Security because they are state workers, that's a real problem to me.
But it's part of the problem here also that when it comes to reforming public pensions, there's not a lot of sympathy from people who are not public workers, because they look and they say, wow, you're getting this retirement benefit, these health care. I get nothing. Like, I only have $120,000. I don't have much sympathy for you.
Well, it's true. And unfortunately, it's become this race to the bottom where wages have been flat for everyone. So, yeah, people don't have a lot of sympathy. But I would bring up another point, which is contracts and the sanctity of contracts. You know, one of the sort of storylines out there right now is that, oh, well, we have to renegotiate and restructure all these pensions. There's just no way around it. That may be true, but why don't we have those same arguments applied to Wall Street bankers' bonuses?
Well, one reason we talk about this for municipal workers and state workers and not necessarily Wall Street bankers is that this is our tax money. And, you know, there are communities where, you know, fully 25% of their budget goes in some way, shape, or form to the retirement benefits or health benefits for for public employees. That's a problem because that means you can't spend money on that money on education. You can't spend it on social services. You can't spend it on anything else.
Well, let's turn to some of the other stories that we're watching. And Joe, I want to ask you about one we've talked about a little bit before. That is Bitcoin. It's the electronic currency, and it's had some recent negative developments. What's happening here? Is this the beginning of the end or the beginning of something new?
Well, they sure have had some recent quote-unquote developments, the most important of which is the largest Bitcoin exchange in Japan has not only collapsed, it's more or less disappeared, and all the Bitcoin currency that they held has been stolen or disappeared.
Vanished.
And right. And nobody knows who took it because one of the advantages of Bitcoin is that they operate anonymously. So
what does that bode for the future then?
Well, I think what we are quickly learning is that Bitcoin may be fun to speculate in for certain people who have the money to be able to speculate, and it does gyrate wildly, but it's just not ready to be a prime time currency.
Well, Rana, you've been keeping a close eye on the VW plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. There was the recent attempt to try and unionize there, and it was pretty much supported by the company as well, but it failed. So what's the latest?
Well, what was always fascinating about this story is the fact that, by and large, workers and management were on the same side. They wanted this Germanic-style work council that VW has in almost every other factory in the world. It was outside political forces, and in particular Republican legislators in Tennessee, who came in and really sort of pushed a campaign against the UAW, and the vote was no in the end, although it was by, you know, a handful of votes. It was a tiny, tiny percentage. What's interesting now is that the UAW is challenging the vote. And this may be the first time that a union is going forward with this kind of challenge where they're not challenging a company, but they're challenging the outside political forces that were involved, they believe, in swaying the election. So I think this will be really groundbreaking if it holds.
Well, we'll be watching those stories and all the week's financial news here at Money Talking and online at WNYC.org/business. You can also take this program with you as a podcast available on iTunes. Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine and Joe Nocera with The New York Times. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.